Hey y'all, it's your girl Who's World, Chris Carrison from Beyond Black and White, coming at you with another question of the week. And this question is from an Asian guy who's having a little bit of a problem in the confidence department. I'm going to just go ahead and read his question to me. Hey, Crystalline, I have a few questions regarding black women and dating Asian guys. I haven't read your book about swirling at all. I am currently in a relationship with a white girl who dated black men and white men before. Just curious as to what would be the draw of an Asian guy. Maybe it's my perception as an Asian that black guys are taller, more muscular, have stamina, and of course typically have deeper love. So that being said, why would a black woman not date a black guy, not settle for more what I feel is an inferior race? I'm Asian. So basically he's asking, why would a black woman or a white woman be interested in dating an Asian guy because he views himself as inferior? Okay, moving on. I'm still trying to figure out why my girlfriend is still with me, but I've been tempted to date black women in the past, but thought, nah, Why the heck would they want to be with me? In my mind, a black woman is designed to handle a black man. I'm having trouble believing this is real. I am, but I'm gonna answer it anyway. I could never make her feel like she had a good time and felt loved enough. Yes, I probably got that thought because of the negativity that I had from white folks growing up in a white community as a half white and half Asian. I was never really accepted. Have been fortunate to date a few white girls, was married to one for 20 years until she cheated and left. You poor man. Anyhow, I'm just looking for input. I know black women have great moves from what I've been told. I'm not looking for a booty call. I'm just curious all around. Once the initial part of the relationship and courtship is over, then what? How is the black woman not looking elsewhere? Okay, so first off, before you pursue a relationship with anybody, even in the current relationship that you're in with this girl, is that you're gonna have to do something to address your confidence issues. More than anything, what I feel coming from you is a sense of inferiority. Like, you just all around don't feel like you're man enough for any woman. And that's why I hate those stupid studies that came out about, like, who's the most sought after date wise and who's not sought after. You know, it's like black women are the least desired, and so we should all just go jump off a bridge and kill ourselves, and Asian men are the least desired, so they should all just go, you know, commit Harry Caray and kill themselves. Like, it just presents such a feeling of worthlessness, and like, what's the point? What's the point of pointing out something like that? And I wonder when the people who do these studies, they realize the kind of damage that they're doing. And the letter that you sent me is sort of evidence of internalizing those feelings of inferiority, that we continue to get these messages, whether it's a study or whether it's through media or whether it's through people in our community perpetuating these stereotypes. They're damaging, and what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to address the confidence that you have. Now, you need to take inventory of all the great things about yourself. You know, don't think about what you don't have, because that energy is going to be transferred and it's going to be interpreted, even if you don't say anything. So you need to take inventory of the things about you that are awesome, and own it, and you know, focus on being the best you can be, not try to be other people. And I have to also just take issue with your impression that black women are only made for black men, because if that were the case, I would not have 3 biracial children. It would be biologically possible if I was only made to be with black men. I think that is a myth that, it certainly works for black men, right? If black men are just the pinnacle of all male sexuality and all the women's, no matter what color they are, they want the black man. I mean, that certainly does work for them. And that is a historical myth of the Mandingo, and that, you know, every black man in the world is some dick swinging, you know, sex god. And I can tell you that that is not true. And I can tell you that men of other races are very competent in pleasing black women. I'm not gonna go further than that, but you can trust me on that, okay? Yeah, they got it going on. So, moving on. I think that the issue here is not whether a black woman would date you or whether a white woman would date you, because most certainly both women of both races, there's always going to be somebody who is going to, you know, be open to dating somebody. There's somebody out there for everybody. But I think the core issue that is going on with you is just you're down on yourself. You don't have confidence, and it's making you doubtful of your capabilities as a man, and it's going to make you appear insecure. You know, if you've got a girlfriend and you're wondering why she's with you, you know, dude, take some inventory. Really, you know, figure out what about you makes you unique. Be the best you can be. Get that confidence, because no matter what the race, women love confidence. Black women especially love confidence. And if you approach women of any race with confidence, it doesn't matter what you look like. They're going to be like, wow, what's this guy? What's so special about this guy that he's just got this swagger? And, you know, I don't know what it is, but I want to find out more. So that's my, I hope that you will, you know, really take in what I'm saying. And I hope that you find the love that you seek. If you guys have a question for me, you can reach me at Crystallyn, C-H-R-I-S-T-E-L-Y-N, @beyondblackwhite.com. Bye.